Hello and welcome to the Barton College Recording Studio. I'm Jake Lasitara, and it's time to discuss what it truly takes to win an Oscar.
And the Oscar goes to...
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 And the Oscar goes... And the Oscar goes...
Contrary to popular belief, winning an Oscar is more than just the actors on the screen and the directors behind the camera.
First, thank you to the other nominees. All these performances were impeccable, in my opinion. I didn't see a false note anywhere. I want to thank Jean-Marc Vallée, our director. I want to thank Jared Leto, Jennifer Garner, who I worked with daily.
Individuals who know the true business behind winning an Oscar know that the true make or break reason why a film wins an Oscar are the publicists who are working behind the scenes to make sure that the movie is seen and loved by everyone. To get a chance to win one of the most prized awards in cinema, studios often rely heavily on campaigning with the purpose of getting their movie seen by as many people as possible through ads, lobbying, parties, and screeners.
On top of that, we had 42 Entertainment's landmark viral marketing campaign in which the Joker, and later Harvey Dent, would interact with fans and acclimate them to the world of Nolan's Gotham. The Dent campaign was soliciting votes from the good people of Gotham, challenging everyone to believe in Harvey Dent, whereas the Joker was sending people on errands of mischief that rewarded them with artifacts of his own unique perspective on the world. This was most famously exhibited in the Jokerization of promotional materials such as trailers, Dent campaign ads, and even the...
These campaigns create a narrative, which is designed to get in the right eyes on the film in question. The goal of these campaigns is to grab the emotion of the audience and drive them out to go see their film and create such a buzz that makes a film feel can't miss. When a publicist makes a film look and feel can't miss, they have driven their chances to win an Oscar immensely. People want to see the film after the campaign, and when the film delivers on the campaign's promises, the people will support the film, and so will critics and those with Oscar votes, who will take into account the overall impact the film had while voting and deciding what they think of the movie. With that being said, the bigger and better the impact, the better overall chance the movie will get an Oscar vote. Publicists do all the hard and necessary work in order for a film to truly get its chance to show its beauty and show exactly why it is Oscar-worthy. Recently, I spoke with Mr. Blaise Nota, who has worked in publicity and promotion and even achieved the title of Executive Vice President of Publicity for the large motion picture companies Paramount and Columbia, and has worked on award-winning films such as Titanic.
And the Oscar goes to... Titanic!
And Braveheart.
And the Oscar for Best Picture is presented to Braveheart.
Amongst many others. We had a few questions for him and his expertise on the importance of publicists to winning an Oscar. Hello, Mr. Noto. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Jacob. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Of course, I'm doing great as well. We're to jump right into our questions, which begin with, what does it mean to a publicist to win an Oscar? How do they view their role?
Well, there's different kind of publicists. Number one is you'll have a publicist that handles a director. You'll have a publicist that handles the actors, different actors. You'll have a publicist that deals with the studio like I did. And you have a lot of publicists that are also dealing with the Academy. So you've got a lot of different people having similar agendas and sometimes different agendas. But the major thing with that is it's about a team effort. It's not one person. It's a conglomeration of people. So everybody has to work together. It takes a lot of coordination and behind-the-scenes maneuvering to pull something like that off. You have to be strategic. You have to be on the same page. You have to have a lot of the same ideals that everybody wants to have and follow like a game plan. To achieve that kind of success, knowing that you could be sidetracked any moment in time with a dark horse coming up. You've got a lot of the critic awards that are not necessarily what's an indicator of an Oscar campaign. So you have to have pretty thick skin and try to maneuver through, you know, these kind of things that pop up now and then.
Okay, perfect. Would you say that publicists control how the film is perceived in the media, and why is that so important to winning an Oscar?
It's not that you control the way that the media sees something. You contribute it and through some kind of strategic campaign or idea. So, for example, this starts during production. It's not just a season. Titanic, for example, we started 2 years before the Oscars, when it just started to get into production or pre-production. Same thing with Braveheart. You know, it's like a 2 year process. So you have to live with something, and you have a lot of different issues that pop up. The press may not like something. They may go after it, and then you have to try to figure it out. For example, Titanic's budget was huge in comparison to the time. And we kept on having stories about, can it work? Will it be a disaster? They're using kind of those kind of synonyms, you know, about sinking. So part of the deal was, as a publicist, and my running the campaigns, both for the release and the Oscar campaign, was to constantly change course and constantly keep it on track, and coming up ways to kind of counteract any negative publicity that may be out there from other people that wanted their film to win versus our film.
How do you control the bad publicity, or do you use it to your own benefit? Is there a way to use it in your own benefit, or do you have to just try to avoid it? Or is all publicity good publicity?
No, all publicity isn't good publicity. It's a very competitive race, okay? Sometimes it makes a difference with box office, huge. Other times it doesn't. Take, for example, what just happened with Coda. Coda was a small film that Apple made, okay? And it won Best Picture. All the soothsayers, you know, in the media thought it was going to be all of these other films, myself included. I liked Coda. It was one of the three that I put at my top, but it was a small film. And it was a film, though, that resonated with people. So what you have here is you have, when I was an Academy member since 1985, it's changed. We have probably 12,000, 13,000 members worldwide. So the tastes are different. Okay, and a lot of the pictures that are smaller are not shown in certain areas. You try to go to Chapel Hill or the Raleigh or Durham and try to watch a foreign film, good luck. You can't get that stuff. But the Academy now has, for its members, the Academy screening room. So there were probably 250, 300 films that I watched over a period of months, and they're still up in terms of looking in terms of the different kind of qualities of it. So a lot of it is a very strategic way to do it, but then you've got 1,500 people that make decisions that are in all different kind of countries, and it's a hard thing to predict. What you want to do is to get to them through their media, get to them through a lot of the different award ceremonies that happen, and then kind of hope for the best.
With all that being said, do you believe that it's common for a film to win an Oscar based on its screenplay, but in reality, it lost out because no one publicized it the correct way? Like, some of these films are great films, but they don't get the right publication that they get. And do you think that's a really big deal in winning an Oscar?
Well, you have to understand the nomination process, okay? Because actors nominate actors, directors nominate directors, hair and makeup people have their own nominating committees. I'm on two nominating committees, which are probably huge memberships. I'm on the Animated Film Nominating Committee and a few others. And what happens is those nominations will narrow the field down. All right. Sometimes they're political, sometimes they're not. And then it gets opened up to the wide population. So I have no idea how many people were on the different committees that I was on. I was also on documentaries. But there were a lot of ones that I liked that I didn't like. But again, you had 1,500 people plus, 15,000 people plus, you know, that were members, voting members. And that is, anything can sway it. So when Coda came out of what people felt was left field, it wasn't, because it struck a nerve with Academy members, which is not necessarily striking a nerve with the press.
So they sort of put their campaign more towards getting the Oscar voters on their side.
You do it in all different ways, because if you don't get the press on your side, at least, you know, then you don't get the publicity early on. So you want to establish something. You want to establish it in the minds of people. For example, you know, when we had Passion of the Christ, I ran an Academy campaign with Icon, and we had a lot of things we had to get through. You know, because it was a film in Aramaic Latin, it was subtitles, it had a lot of controversy, it was very violent, you know, but we did get some nominations. Were we going to get the best picture? Probably not, but the film made $1 billion, and it broke all records as an independent film in different languages that broke the records. And in many ways, that, to me, was a very huge accomplishment when people thought it was never going to work.
That's always a good
Titanic actually broke through the barriers as well, because it was the behemoth that everybody wanted. It was a typical Hollywood film. And then we had a smaller film, but it was still a Hollywood film, Forrest Gump. So out of the four-year span, I worked on three of the top winning pictures, Forrest Gump, Braveheart, and Titanic.
How much pressure was put on you as a publicist in those roles? Like, how much pressure is put on any publicist or anyone who works in promotion when there's a film of that magnitude that comes out? Like, especially Titanic.
A lot.
I can't imagine.
With Titanic, you had two studios, Fox and Paramount. You know, we were running the domestic campaign. They were running the international campaign. So a lot of time, we were partners. You know, everybody saw everything that we did. So you had two studios working on something. You know, but also you have other films that you're working on that maybe have that kind of cachet to it that you want to try to get a award. But it's pretty, you know, it's Hollywood is a town of egos and you know what your today's news, but you're not tomorrow's news. So you want to try to get through things and use all the different ways you possibly can to get the word out of people, to keep the box office going. What helped us with Titanic had an opening that was great, but every week got better. So the 14th week was better than the 11th week, which was better than the 12th, 10th week. It kept on going through word of mouth. We kept that going till it became a phenomenon. And the phenomenon is hard to beat sometimes.
Okay. As we begin to wrap things up here, I had one question to leave off with you, and it's a little bit of a very open-ended question, but just how important is a strong PR campaign and a hard-working, experienced group of publicists to winning an Oscar? I mean, I feel like that wraps up everything that we're saying. That group of people in there who are working on that, getting the word out of that film, how much, you said it's a very high-pressure job, like, how much of that actually adds up to someone winning an Oscar? Or do you have to have the other things in line as well? Or can this carry you further than anything?
No, nobody has a magical equation for that. It's really about doing everything you possibly can do the right way you could possibly do it. Remember, PR is about relationships. It's not just buying ads or buying money. It's about working with the press. You know, if you have 10 spots in 10 of the best movies of the year, you want to be in one of those 10 spots, you know, because that's where everybody picks up on. With social media, it's changed it, good and bad, because you can't control what's out in social media. When you just had the traditional media, you could control a little bit more of it. So it's kind of a catch-as-catch-can many times. I haven't worked on a campaign in 20 years. I left Paramount in 2001, you know. I have been involved with movies that are on a set and that they want to launch an Academy campaign. And we'll start on Academy campaigns while it's in a script stage, or you get the word out, buzz the word out during production.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Noda, for your time and expertise on this topic. It was great to have you today.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
As you can see, the role of publicity and those who work in PR have been undermined for years, when in reality, they're some of the biggest reasons why films go on to win Oscars and be nominated for many more as well. You can have all the directors and all the actors in the world working on one set, and they can have all the potential to win an Oscar, but they can't get that Oscar unless the publicists and those working in PR do a great job getting the word out there. However they get the word out to people, it has to be creative-minded and reach deep enough to an emotional level of the consumers. Once that level has been made and made successfully, they will bring crowds of people out to support your film and make sure the critics and Oscar voters feel the impact it had on society. Everyone believes that when you hear those famous words, that all that happened behind the scenes was the acting and the directing. When in reality, the publicists and those who work in PR are making sure that you even knew what the film was and creating a vibe around the film that got you out of your house and go to the theater to see the film and love every second of it. That is what truly builds an Oscar winner.